evening, everyone. Welcome into Saints Sports Weekly here, 965 The Cave, 965thecave.com. Thank you to Siena Heights sponsoring this evening's show, and it's time for baseball. Maybe. Weather-wise, we're not quite sure. It is a little bit chilly still out there, but it is that time of the year, and we have Coach John Kulczynski with us. Coach JK, how are you?
Doing well. Doing well.
That's good. It is that time of year. You said started practice this morning?
Yes, we started this morning, 6 o'clock. Five weeks at 6 o'clock in the morning. So, what we got? One down and 29 to go.
How is it getting the kids in there that early? Especially today, the freshmen that haven't been.
Today's not a problem. Today's not
day
a problem.
One,
no, day one, everybody's fired up, ready to go. You know, and it's never been a really problem, but start to be week 3, 4, it's a little tougher because you're in size, monotonous,
yeah,
et cetera. So,
you know, it's not a bad thing, though. I remember back in the day having early practice in high school, and there was a couple years where we did basketball, and we would go in first thing in the morning, and then you get done with classes, though, and you got whatever you want to do. And I think once you get past that part, then you've got your evening set. You can do whatever you want. Kids can study, right?
Of course, I can study. You know, and I've done it for so many years, probably 35, 36 years out of all this that I've coached. And your body gets used to it and those types of things. But you're right; it does give you the rest of the day to do something that you need to do.
Yeah.
After your regular office work, et cetera, and you're home at evenings with your family as a coach,
right,
with your family. Where come when we flip it around in 5 weeks, you're not at home with your family.
No, not at all.
No.
Well, and that's one of the things as far as, you know, we have a lot of coaches coming in here and talking about how you've got to worry and work around everybody's schedule for the field house. And in this time of year, you still got your winter sports that are playing that are using it. Mm-hmm. Then you got your spring that needs to practice but can't quite get out there on their field. So it's really a lot of juggling trying to figure out when and where you can get field house time.
It is, and we're fortunate. We get into the 6 o'clock in the morning slot. Now, today on the wood court, they had dropped the curtains down, and men's volleyball was in there, so we weren't by ourselves. But, yeah, as we've added sports, it's become more and more difficult. And this afternoon when I walked through at 2 o'clock, men's lacrosse was in there, and women's flag football was just starting up too.
Okay.
With their practice before track, before basketball, all those things that are in there.
Yeah, there's only so much room on campus, mm-hmm, to be able to do things, that's for sure. And then we also got a current player, Christian Smolin, in with us as well. Christian, good to have you in with us tonight in Saints Sports Weekly also.
Thank you for having me.
So, senior,
yep,
last year here. And I see you got plans. You've been accepted to Wayne State for med school?
Yeah. That was my number two choice medical school. I'm very excited for that to start this July.
And a lot of people say, oh, it's not your number one. But in medical school, even getting your number two is pretty good.
Yeah. When I got the email from acceptance from them, I was frankly shocked, and I was jumping for joy. And I let everyone on the team know when we went out and had a little celebratory dinner. It's probably one of my favorite moments here at Siena Heights.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, again, something you wanted, medical school, you want to be a doctor? Is that what, when you came in here to Siena, that was your goal?
Yeah, that's been my goal ever since, I would say, even high school, middle school. But, like, Siena, that was one of the big reasons why I chose Siena. And it's just something I've stuck with all 4 years.
So, what are you getting your degree in here? In some kind of sciences?
Yeah, so I'm getting a biology major and then just a chemistry minor on top of that.
Okay. Are you thinking about any type of medicine, or you kind of figure out where you're going to go when you get there?
Yeah, I like a lot of different things that I've seen so far. A couple of my favorite would be infectious disease right now. Just because I find like all those like bugs really cool, and I also think rheumatology would be pretty cool. Just figuring out people's problems, like figuring it out, and then using my knowledge,
right,
to help them and treat them.
So, did you know somebody that's in the medical field that kind of pushed you that way, or what was your main reason to think about medicine?
Yeah, so my mom's a podiatrist, And then my dad is a pharmacist by training. So in my household, that's probably the number one thing we talk about is just medicine.
Right.
So I had always heard it from a young age. For Halloween, I dressed up in my mother's scrubs, and I had all her stuff on as my Halloween costume. So I feel like just from a young age, it's always just been in my mind.
Yeah.
And something I've always worked towards.
All right. So from Whitehall, is that what high school did you go to? Did you go to Whitehall?
Whitehall High School.
Okay. Well, how did you get to CN Heights? Tell us a little bit of that story with JK. You actually liked him and wanted to come down.
So when I was in high school, I believe I went to a showcase. I think it was in Battle Creek. And afterwards, I got a text from Coach Connor Parcells. He's not here anymore. But he gave me a phone call, and he kind of gave me a rundown on the facilities and the baseball field. And he asked me if I wanted to come down for a visit. So this was right before COVID started, so I was able to get the real, like, full visit, you know, being on campus, actually seeing all the buildings and all that. So I just came down, and I really enjoyed the campus, and then I talked to Coach K, and, you know, I asked a lot of tough questions. I'd say I was interviewing him, and I thought he did a pretty good job in my interview, so I said, hey, I'll come down to Siena Heights.
Well, it was a small school because you come from a small area. Was that kind of key for you as well?
Yeah, I felt like it was a big comfort factor for me. And then also just like the small class sizes, I feel like I could actually form a relationship with my professors, which played a key role in my letter of recommendations that I needed for medical school.
Yeah, that's a great
Christian,
great
what
point.
Other schools did you look at?
I was really interested in Aquinas just because it was super close, local to me. But I did do a virtual visit there, and I just wasn't the biggest fan of the campus. But
it's good we got a guy from the West that we talk all the time about.
You're right.
We can't get somebody from the West.
We interviewed not long ago somebody, I'm trying to remember, from the Whitehall area. One of our sports, Montague Whitehall. I can't remember.
Oh, it's one of the rest was from Montague. That one.
Yeah,
I can't think what her name was. But
yes, that's who it was.
Yeah, well, we talk about trying to. There's that line, and you probably know that line, Coach, where to get somebody to come this way past the Calvin's, Aquinas, Cornerstones, and all that, to get them to come over here this side of the state.
No, there's no question about it. I mean, I think you find that in a lot of places. That, you know, the West Side, and those guys. Very seldom want to come down this way. And even years ago when I was at Husson, nobody from Southern Maine wanted to go to Eastern Maine. It was just that kind of line that you kind of just drawn, and it's not really a line, but it's in your mind, that type of thing of, I'm not interested in it.
You know, as a coach too, JK, and I guess, you know, before we even get started, I apologize to the audience. Monday night's one of my...
Your grandkid night.
Yeah, I have to pick up from daycare and get squared away, so I walk in here late. But, you might have mentioned this, Jeff, but, you know, this is JK's last year.
We hadn't mentioned it yet.
Okay, well, I just want to
say... He broke the ice.
Huh? Well, and because I was the athletic director involved in hiring him, and I've worked with him for many years, and this is, on one hand, I'm happy for Coach because he's doing what he wants to do, but this gentleman has been just a real joy to work with because he is honest, hardworking, and the guy works hard. I know how hard he works, and you never had to worry anything about JK. You talk about by the book, Kolesinski, man, that's how it is. Called him... J.K. Belichick, you know. But the thing is he's really done a lot for our school and our baseball program, our baseball facilities, his program has made a lot of money for Siena. So I just want to take a time to congratulate him.
Yeah.
I hope he has a great last year. I hope they don't give him too many rocking chairs at the visiting teams. But but getting back to Coach, what we're talking about is, in my coaching career of 30 years, after a while, because I stopped even, I maybe had a couple kids from Grand Rapids. I didn't even spend time over there, you know. I think it's an awesome area. And what's so cool about when I say Grand Rapids and the West, everything in our state, when you talk about high school sports, especially when it comes to football, basketball, it's East versus West. Mm-hmm. When you get to the state tournaments, it's kind of cool, and it's kind of an invisible rivalry yeah. there. But, Coach, I don't know, you know, where did you get most of your kids in your 20-odd years at Siena?
Well, I think, you know, when I first came here, we're mainly here in this area, you know, the southeastern Michigan. And then we were able to broaden out again to some different places, different things that happened. I think some of our alum who got into coaching moved around to different parts of the state. Travis Strickland is up around your area and actually is going to be an assistant at Hope now.
No kidding.
Then we had Val Heldoppler as a grad assistant for us, and he went up into Okotoks, just out of Calgary, Alberta, and that's been our tie.
Wow,
and
that's how you got all the Canadian
kids down from yeah. there, and a couple guys that I knew in the Toronto area that we've gotten there. And then, you know, we've always had good luck, or pretty good luck, out of Toledo, and that was, you know, Coach Malk who's with yes. us, and Jeff Milkerick, who's yep. at Toledo Central Catholic, have been great supporters of the program and funneling those in. So it's kind of expanded in that time that over these 23 years or 22 years here, you know, that we've been able to go and do those types of things.
So. Kristen, have you noticed, you know, when we talk about this, kids from your high school or kids from your area, do you notice most of them staying on that side of the state?
Yeah, that's what I would say would be like the biggest trend that I had seen. Basically, a lot of people don't like to be far from home.
Right,
right. But for me, I think it's a good chance to meet a lot of new people. And the ability not to go home, I think, helped me like grow as an individual and just be a lot more independent, being away from my parents a considerable distance.
Yeah, instead of being able to get home in 45 minutes, yeah. it's about a three-hour drive for you.
And that, the great thing about it is, and I think I heard somebody recently talk about it, it's close enough to home, but far enough where your parents aren't just going to show up.
True.
You know, one of those yep. things. It's like, yep. I can go home if I need to, but if my parents are coming in, they're probably going to let me know because yep. they're not going to yep. just drive down. But so talk a little bit about, I also see you were a tennis player in high school. So did you have to try to decide between the two going to college, or did you know baseball was going to be it?
Well, part of me kind of, because honestly, the memories that I've made playing tennis, they're probably my top sports memories, even over baseball. So part of me kind of liked tennis a little bit more just because, well, I didn't really take it like as seriously as baseball, and the practices were a blast. So I did consider playing college tennis. The problem I ran into with college tennis is that the rosters were really small yeah. and they were mostly filled by foreign players. And so I did get an offer to Grace Christian College in Grand Rapids for tennis, but they didn't have my program, so yeah. I decided to stick with baseball.
Yeah, it is a lot smaller roster, that's for sure. And, you know, being a pitcher, there's, you know, a lot of different roles you can have as a pitcher, and, you know, whether you're a starter or relief, middle, I mean, there's a lot of different things. So, obviously, I think you made the better choice.
Yeah.
You know, when you came to Siena, I'm sure you asked, you probably played some travel ball, I'm sure, right?
Yep.
And when you came to Siena, what was the biggest adjustment to the collegiate game that you encountered?
I would say that it kind of really went away from like the travel ball mentality. Coach K talks about the travel ball mentality all the time, just like kind of like being really organized. Like I this was like the first time where I'd ever like had like a set uniform that I had to wear to practice every day. And I remember the first day of my practice, my roommate was like, "Oh, why are we wearing stirrups with long pants? There's no way he's gonna notice. I'm just gonna wear no stirrups." We were playing catch, warming up, and what I know, Coach K comes over and says, "What are you doing wearing stirrups? You don't have any stirrups on." I don't remember exactly what he said, but just like the strictness and just being a team and just like you're getting rid of that travel ball mentality.
Right. You know, he brings that out, and you talk about coaching and things that you can see and et cetera. Well, was just last summer, Lucas Bartz, who played for us and played football as well. And we have all those tournaments that come into the Diamond every weekend. And you see the travel ball coaches, they got their shorts on and a T-shirt, et cetera. Well, Lucas had sent an email to me. He says, hey, can you come down to the – when we come in and hit down in the tunnels, will you come down and talk to the team? And I think he had a 13- or 14-year-old U team. So I said, sure. And he came in my office first to say they were here. He was in full uniform. He was doing it the correct way,
right?
And that's what we, you know, what we're talking about with Christian's roommate and that type of. There's a way to present yourself in the game, and that, you know, I think they don't know it, but when they go out and now start the coaching, they're going to understand that that's what it's about right there.
You open that gate, get on the field, the bill of your cap is forward. That's been my biggest thing forever.
Coach, you told a story about when Michigan was redoing their field, they came down to practice a lot. And I think that coach is now down at Clemson?
Eric's down at Clemson now.
Go ahead and tell that story about how he addressed players and taught them how to.
Well, if you know Eric and you come, there's out of that tree out of Clemson. And it's interesting, Jack Leggett was the head coach, and he was from Maine, played for Coach Winken, who was my assistant. And then you had Eric Backage. And think about this. At that time in Clemson, you had Eric Backage as an assistant, who's now at Clemson. You had Tim Corbin, who's at Vanderbilt.
Whoa.
And you had Kevin Sullivan, who's at Florida.
Yeah.
Those were the three assistant coaches. Okay.
Wow.
So, and Tim does this at Vanderbilt, but Eric, first thing they would come down and do before they would start practice, they played the national anthem, and everybody learned to stand the correct way. Yeah. You learned how to stand the correct way, and we've thought, we do the same thing. You know, the hat goes here, you know, your hand goes down here, et cetera, that type of thing. I get my soap operas. I can't stand when I walk into the field house and I see national anthems and arms interlocked and people swaying back and back and forth. That's not the proper way, okay? I hope that we've done that, and by what Christian is saying, I think he can tell you, that's how we do in the program. Those are certain things that you have to do, et cetera. But Eric was very much like that. It's very, this is the way it's going to be. We still use, I don't think he understands, he probably doesn't know this, but our dynamic stretch is Michigan's dynamic stretch that we learned from them. So,
no, and I think, you know, baseball is one of those sports too that's the history goes back so far, and there's a lot of things, you know, and we talked about prior about how some of the younger coaches, things are different because they haven't been around some of the older coaches and seeing some of the ways that things have been done. Not that they're always the correct way, but there is a lot to it that I think that, you know, the history of baseball and some of the things around it support a little bit more of that than maybe even some other sports.
No, quite. I think that because you go long back, and baseball is a game of repetition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a game of repetition. You're trying to duplicate that swing every time. He's trying to duplicate putting that fastball on that outside of the plate every time at the knees or wherever and that type of thing. And it's repetition, repetition, repetition. And you have to get used to that. And it goes back into the game as to how you do things. And it's a game of ritual.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game of ritual. It's as simple as that.
Well, it is. You know, I mean, it is the only sport that the coaches wear a uniform.
Do you know why? I'll give you a trivia question. Come on, John.
All right.
Now, there's a reason for it. They are the only coach in any sport that is on the field of play where a play can be made.
Yeah.
Everybody else is out of bounds. On a basketball court, Coach Smith was out of bounds. But in a baseball field, you're coaching third base or first base, you're in the field of play. That's why they wear a uniform.
Now, I've gone away from everybody wearing a jersey now. It's all just tops and quarter zips and things.
Yes, but if you notice in the big leagues, you never see a coach, a first base or a third base coach with a jacket on. No matter how cold it is, it's not allowed. You have to be in uniform. Now at our level, it's so. I mean, we're not. We're also they're going in the heated dugouts. Right. We're not going to heated dugouts right. in between innings.
Exactly.
Okay. But those are the rules.
Yeah.
It's the routine of it for years.
Yeah. It's interesting. We're gonna take time out. We're gonna come back and we'll talk a little bit more about you being here and Adrian. And did you think you'd be here this long? So we'll take a break. Be back with more right after this here on Saints Sports Weekly 965 The Cave 965thecave.com.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. Designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu.
At the Cave Studios here in downtown Adrian. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith on a baseball night here at Saints Sports Weekly. And we've got head coach John Klosinski and one of his current players, Christian Small, in majoring in pre-med. Going to be going to medical school at Wayne State and a 4-0. Congrats to you, bud.
Thank you.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, especially in, that curriculum is very demanding.
Coach loves that for your GPA, but... But what I was looking at your stuff earlier, though, you got one of the, you guys are, what are you, nine years in a row? What was I looking at?
The ABC
baseball,
award.
Baseball, only team to earn ABC Academic Award all 9 years.
Yes. When we started that at the ABCA 9 years ago, we were the only NAI school. Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I think Mayville State was with us until this past year, and then they didn't get it. So we've been fortunate. We've had some very good players on the field, but we've also produced some very good players in the classroom. And they've gone on and do some good things.
What's that criteria, that particular program you're talking about? What is the criteria to be named as one of those schools?
All right, you got a minimum cumulative GPA of 3.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was 800 programs across collegiate high school baseball. Siena was among 36 NAI schools, including five from the WAC.
Yeah. And we've been a NAI scholar athlete team just about, well, as long as that, maybe even a little longer.
Right.
Because that award has been out there, you know, for a longer period of time than the ABCA one. Yeah.
Well, and that's, you know, one thing that Fred and I have talked a lot about, you know, your program and what you do here is, you know, bringing guys in, keeping guys. I think that's a big thing, you know, at this level, as well as, you know, retaining your players and having them be here for a whole time. But, you know, another thing, you know, they work to golf on. They work different things. We've talked a little bit about this too, that, you know, there's a lot of sweat equity, and this team has earned a lot of what they have. And it's a nice thing that you guys do that, you know, kind of alleviates a little bit of what school has to do as well, because right. You do such a good job on fundraising on your own.
Well, I think that's – Christian would tell you, I would tell you, we want to do less fundraising.
Yeah, of course.
But that's the situation we have. And we're very honest as coaches with a recruit. This is what we have to do, et cetera, to get there. And it is time-consuming, okay? But it's also time that you're with your teammates.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that brings the group together closer. So you've got that time that you're doing the fundraising, the time that you're in the dugout, the time with your practice, et cetera. And I think it's just added on to what was here before I came out with our alumni. Fred's been down to our golf tournament. It's mainly alumni. I mean, it's a great turnout every year. Before the homecoming football game in the fall, we always have some type of reception or maybe an alumni game over the field. Well, I'll tell you what, there's 8 to 10 guys that never leave my office or the press box, okay? And I've just throw them the keys, or I say, you guys know how to lock the door. Yep, and they'll sit in there and have a few, you know, drinks, adult drinks, and talk about the old days and that type of stuff, and that's what it's about. I think we've continued to develop what was here before, that bond with our alumni, et cetera. They come back and support the group, et cetera. I think there's just a different it's a different environment with baseball. There's no question about that with our guys.
Well, I alluded to the fact that how long, you know, you're 22 years. When you came here from out east, first of all, what was your main reason to get here at Siena? I always ask the kids, you know, what was you as a coach wanting to come here? And when you got this job here in Adrian, did you think that this was going to be your last college coaching job?
So the history of how it was, I was in Lewiston, Idaho, for the NAIA World Series. I was working my way up the chairs to be the president of the association. And I got a call from our athletic director at Husson. And she said to me, she says, I'm going to retire. And great lady. I loved working for her. And she says, we're going to go Division III. And I said, Pam, that wasn't the agreement when I left. Okay, the agreement was some of them will go Division III, but we would stay in the NAI because we wouldn't have a conference. And she says, well, that's changed. I said, well, that's nice of the change when I'm out here for 10 days. So it was tough to be out there another 3 days, and I happened to bump into, I think, if it was Sam Riggleman or Hank was out there or something like that, Berber, I think it was Sam. I said, if you guys hear of anything, let me know. And Hank called me and mentioned that the spot was open. Hank Burbridge at Spring Arbor, the baseball coach AD, and I sent myself out, my resume and stuff out here. And I was also working with Scotty McClure, who was a Siena Heights grad at that time. And coach called and wanted to know if I wanted to interview, and flew out here for an interview and was offered the job. And 2 weeks later was here. And that wasn't an easy decision. Because it was
your home for a lot of years.
Yeah, I mean, that was...
You're a Husson grad.
I'm a Husson grad. I was there just as long as here as a player and an assistant coach and then as a head coach. And then I had to make the move in the middle of the year. It was December 11th that I started out here in 2003. So it was difficult. But it was a move I knew I needed to make. And it worked out well. Was it something that I thought I would stay forever? No, I think you always say in the back of your mind you would look at things, and I did. I looked at some positions, et cetera. And it just didn't work and that type of thing as to go along. But I've been very happy here, et cetera. Now it's time to look at to do something else,
yeah,
along the line, whatever it turns out to be.
Coach, I can remember this. You know, gosh, I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday, but I was walking outside the Harley Hotel, which is on right there on right before Jolly Road in Lansing. We always would have our district meetings. I'm walking outside, both Sam and because Sam had just come aboard, didn't he, at Spring Arbor, because Hank, you know, who the legend of Spring Arbor, God rest his soul, they double-teamed me about you at that time. But this is a guy you should look at. And Hank was the godfather of, well, just a great man. And that had a big impact. You know, we had a committee. It wasn't just me making the hire. But and it was a competitive search, you know. But the commitment to the NAIA and NAIA baseball, at the time Coach talked about him going up that chain of the NAIA, you know, secretary to president of the NAIA, he's done the same with the National Baseball Coaches Association. He was president of the, I mean, he's treated like a big dog. I mean, he knows everybody. And his phone, I mean, that guy could spend the whole day on the phone because he's so well connected. But at the time when he came down, he took over a tough situation, you know. And though Coach Tyson did a good job here, but his best days were behind him in terms of the program. So he took over a program. It took him a while, and because the WAC, now it was the WAC then, was a very competitive league.
You know, I can remember during the interview process, and, you know, you go through the interview process, well, you know, hopefully you get offered the job and those types of things, and well, will you take it, you know?
Yeah.
And I can remember in the interview process meeting with the team, or a couple of the players were on the committee, and they asked about my style and et cetera. And I'm a very upfront guy, and sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's bad. And a couple of the guys had earrings in.
Yeah.
And I said, that will not happen here if you're with me in my presence. It's the same now, Christian will tell you, not in my presence, not in the uniform, et cetera. So we went back to meet with the whole team like a couple hours later. All the earrings were out. And I said, you know what? This is, I think, a group that we can work with, et cetera, and that type of thing. And that's, so when Fred called a week or later or whatever, I said, yeah, I'm more than happy to come out and take the job. So.
Well, you got to like that the leaders on the team that were on the committee reported back and said, hey, this is what he's like.
Yeah,
let's be respectful and do this. I mean, that shows you the kind of team that you're walking into.
Right, they were looking for that guidance at that point, that type of thing. So yes, yeah.
You know, one of the things I can say about coach's tenure as a head coach is the transparency. He and all the coaches at Siena have to fundraise a lot. It isn't something we like to do. And as a head coach, I remember getting on the van and going to Lions games and taking tickets and doing all that stuff. We had to do it, right? If we wanted to do the extra special things, well, the main thing is what coach, he takes a trip to Florida every year and likes to bring both teams if he can. And in order to do that, they've done a ton of project fundraising. I think, I don't know if you're still at Michigan. You were at Michigan for a while, I think.
Yeah, we were
down in Toledo for a long time. And I call it project fundraising. You know, but Coach, he always did it first class and had, you know. And how did the field change our program overall, Coach? You know, you going from the old field, you know, to our current baseball field next to the field house.
Well, I think, so it's what, 14 years ago when we did the diamond, and it changed the perception of the program a lot, because we can still hear the stories of the old field, and the alumni will tell you the stories of going into sneaking behind the mother house and grabbing sand and bucking brigade to get it to dry it out, et cetera, and those types of things. And that the, you know, there wasn't a, they didn't have even have a, and I, when I first got there, first thing we bought was a little tractor to drag the field and that type of thing. And it changed the perception. It gave it a more of a first class approach or look all the way through. And we take, well, we said it this morning to these guys, and you know, about when we walked in the field house and we had to do some different things to get ready. And I said, you know, that would never, you guys don't let our diamond, that happen to our diamond where stuff is all scattered around. And the other thing it did, Fred, is it brought all those people in on those summer tournaments.
Right.
Okay. When you go, when we have guys that run six or seven games, and this is the same across town, because a lot of times it's the same tournament. They're just going across town.
You guys bring more people to Adrian, Siena and Adrian College baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, the restaurants and the hotels on a summer.
Yeah. I mean, it's every weekend. They're usually just going to 3 miles across town. And it gave that, you know, it made recruiting easier. Okay, well, this is where you want to come and play, et cetera. But also it brought in that sister or brother who maybe wasn't an athlete. Oh, wow. Yes. I never knew about CN Heights.
Right.
And we always joke about it and how they would come down here. That if you come from the Metro Detroit area, you know what happens? It takes you down through the cornfields.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody goes, oh, we didn't know that we were coming there. And all of a sudden they get there. Well, this is beautiful. Because where the dime is situated and you have the mother house and all the older buildings, how nice it looks, et cetera, that type of thing. And I gotta believe that there's 50 to 100 people over these 10, 20 years, or those 14 years of the diamond have decided to come or look at Siena because, you know, their brother or somebody was here playing, that type of thing.
You know, one of the things I think you've done unbelievable is you've always carried a large roster, but your JV program was a true feeders program where they played a lot of baseball. It just wasn't, we're having a JV program and it's treated haphazardly, let's say. You made it a quality program where these young men played a lot of baseball, and you could tell, and you did a lot, especially in the fall. You were smart enough to do a lot of stuff in the fall, too.
Yeah. Well, we've always had to develop players. Because in the baseball part, we've never been a transfer, or we want to call it transfer U.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So Christian's a great example. He comes in and pitches a couple years on the JV program and develops where, you know, becomes a varsity pitcher for us and gets a big win against Cleary last year out of the bullpen, which helps us get into the playoffs. And that's what we've always been. We would not match up and transfer you against the Indiana Techs, the Northwestern Ohio's, and Madonna. That's their niche. Our niche was always to bring in Christian, develop them that. And the only way they're going to develop is by playing games. And I bet if you ask him if he wasn't playing games, would he still be here now? He probably would have transferred out.
That's a great question, Christian.
Yeah, I would say so.
I mean, that was key, being here and not being one of the main roster, but you were still able to get games in and be able to play and feel like you're part of the program, right?
Yeah, exactly. The fall, it's almost fall. I was like, this is my first semester, it was like crazy how many games we played in the fall. And then even in the spring, when we go to Florida, we still, on the JV team, we got to play a lot of games in Florida. It was a good time, and it was a good chance to develop.
It is amazing, as you care if I ask something?
No, go ahead.
One of the things that is amazing is we've seen since you came here, and one of the reasons why Hank and Spring Arbor is no longer here in the WAC is when Indiana Tech came in, and then when Northwest Ohio came in, and the amount of international kids and our baseball league got very demanding and competitive. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard, and I would never, take shots. I mean, gosh, Craig has built an awesome program at Adrian College, and we're both good friends of his, but our league is a bear. I don't know how else to say it.
No, it is. I mean, there's two guys pitching in the big leagues out of our conference, you know, and at one time they're both pitching out of the bullpen of the best team, you know, and they'll be in the American League this year, the Red Sox. So, and it's just a unique thing that you find. I mean, you've got to go out and compete in this conference day in, day out. And it's transfers and the drop downs, et cetera. I see that changing a little bit more now.
Yeah.
And that's the whole college landscape.
Everything has changed.
I mean, we have what, 11 transfers this year?
Yeah, I think so.
11 transfers. But, I mean, they're not all superstars. There's some really good players out of it. But that's college athletics now. It's just changed. And that's – talk about the travel ball mentality. If Johnny's not playing on Team A, he's going to go play on Team B.
Yeah.
Or he'll go to Team C. And it's not an issue to move around anymore.
No. I know we have an alumni coming on. We could do two or three programs with this guy here.
But that was a great thing, actually, though. The one thing about travel, I was in that industry for a while selling uniforms, so I didn't mind it because
it was good for business.
We're going to start our own team. Okay, we'll help you out with that. But, all right, we're going to take a time out because our next guest, our alumni guest, is on the line. So we'll take a time out. We'll be back. More Saint Sports Weekly Baseball Night right here, 965 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. Designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, siennaheights.edu.
Nurses, where would we be without you? Thank you for your compassion, knowledge, and commitment to our health. Did you know Siena Heights University offers flexible continued education for nurses? Through our online program, an RN interested in specialization, leadership, or a pathway to an advanced practice can pursue a master's degree. The online RN to MSN program offers 7-week sessions you can fit into your schedule. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at siennaheights.edu.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at siennaheights.edu. Again, that's siennaheights.edu.
And welcome back. It's at Cave Studios here downtown Adrian, Saint Sports Weekly. 965 The Cave, 965thecave.com. And again, it's baseball night. We've got our head coach who's on his last hurrah. And then one of the players here, Kristen Smolin, actually, he's on his last hurrah as well. Fair. He's ready to go do bigger and better things in med school. And then we've got on the line now a former Saint, Cody Henderson, who's one of Coach K's guys. We talked about coaching in different places, and Cody's one of them. Cody, welcome into Saint Sports Weekly.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me.
So you are at you had to turn one of these up, Fred. That button, one of the two, is going to bring it up. Carson Newman now, is that what Coach said?
Yeah, he's at Carson Newman.
Yes, Carson Newman University down in Jefferson City, Tennessee.
Jefferson City, Tennessee. All right.
Yeah, it's Carson Newman Division II now, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
This is Coach Smith. Congratulations. Did you get a chance to meet Emory Riddle's AD, Steve Ritter, when you were down there?
Yeah. Yep, I love Coach Ritter. I mean, he's just a basketball coach now since they went Division II
right.
as well.
Right, gotcha.
And he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's an old friend, and I had to mention, quite a guy, that's all I can say.
These old basketball coaches.
Yeah, he sure is.
Yeah.
Well, Cody, we're talking about, you know, taking Coach J.K. out in Sunset this year. He's riding off into the sunset. But what's the memories about Coach Kolesinski and memories about Siena Heights, how you got here, and maybe some memories from him on the field?
Yeah, just some memories. I mean, I got there. I was playing Legion ball up in Lewistown, Montana, and then got recruited out. Came on a visit right around Halloween. I mean, just a young kid, and talking with Coach K, it was just kind of, I walked out of there and my dad looked at me and said, you're going there, aren't you? And it just kind of was one of those things where I decided, and then Coach and I, we always had good conversations leading up, and then just a couple memories. I mean, it was always, we were doing things the right way. That's how I've kind of tried to conduct myself, how I was raised, and then Coach instilled it in us. I mean, no matter what you're doing, whether we're on the field, whether we're working a fundraiser, anything like that, we're going about things the right way. And then always memories when he's saying, Hendu, what are you doing? I mean, because I was always one of those, not getting up to anything, but just sometimes, you know, maybe talking when I shouldn't be, and he's always keeping you in check. And those are good memories on the field, especially, I mean, whether it be the bus rides or you see Coach. I see Coach every year at the ABCA convention now. So it's having that connection, and then just, I mean, walking into 6 a.m., seeing Coach every morning. And those are just memories you look back on. And like Coach ever always said, you're not necessarily going to remember wins and losses, but you're going to remember the people. And, I mean, I got buddies I still talk to from there. And then, I mean, like, Coach has put me in a great spot, just knowing the coaches down at Embry-Riddle before I got here to Carson Newman.
Well, today was day one of 6 a.m.s too, Coach.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't miss those. We were outside. It was about 30, 32 degrees, and we were out there moving snow around on our turf. But I don't have to go in there at 6 a.m. anymore.
I mean, you don't have a trainer that allow you out there in that cold weather. See, we don't have that anymore.
I mean,
we can't go out in the cold weather up here anymore.
Yeah, so. I mean, Coach, it's a NCAA. It might be a little bit different beast. We're going out there trying to get our work in, and then we go into our indoor facility with no heat, and it's not much warmer than that. But yeah, we did get to go out. It was sunny and about 32 today.
Okay, not bad.
So, when you came to Siena, what did you study when you were here?
So I got my bachelor's of business admin with a focus in sport management.
Gotcha.
And I mean, I know what can say cliche, always an athlete, sport management, but I graduated in the top of my class and with that major. So I took it with some pride, and I did a 16-week internship down in Florida, and it was I really liked the inner workings, and I worked with Coach Soderbeck, the athletic director at Siena, and we were able to do some good things, and then just kind of the inner workings of it. And I think that's also why I got into coaching. Is like, not just, I didn't just like being playing the game. I like just sports in general, being around them, and kind of being behind the scenes with it.
Well, Cody, our other guest in here that's a senior, he's got a 4.0 in the sciences, is going to med school. So it's another smart guy here we have in the room.
Oh, yeah, Christian, I remember him. He was younger when I left, but, yeah, smart kid. And, I mean, it's he's doing a little bit more smart things than I am. I mean, I'm still sticking around the game, and he's going to go be saving lives.
So you wanted to get into coaching, and talk about that process after you finished getting a graduate assistantship. How difficult was that for you?
Yes, sir. So I started coaching after my sophomore year of college. I coached an American Legion team.
Uh-huh.
I know it's not as popular. I mean, I know down Blissfield they have it. But it's not as popular. But in Montana, that was all we had. So I coached there for 2 years, and I'd always talked to Coach about coaching. And through my last 2 years especially, he knew I wanted to. But then as I went along, I wasn't sold on doing it there just because I think it's hard to make an impact and coach guys that I played with.
Right.
So that was kind of the thing where I wanted to go a little bit further away. And then when I was doing my internship down in Florida, I was just applying to everything and anything. I was emailing coaches. I mean, I ended up having a couple offers. I was down around one in North Dakota, Iowa, and then up in Northwoods in Michigan. And then I had Embry-Riddle in Daytona Beach, Florida, and I kind of looked at it where, wow, it might be nice going outside for baseball in 75 degrees on January 5th instead of March 10th, and it's 35 degrees trying to get outside.
Yeah, that's not a bad place to be.
So what type of responsibilities did you have at Embry-Riddle?
Yeah, so as a grad assistant, I was our head JV coach, so we would play probably about a 15-game JV schedule in the spring, so I handled lineups, made all those decisions during those games. Obviously, we had like some pitchers that pitched varsity, but they would come down and pitch for us, so that was my responsibility during JV games. But then I was our catching coach, so I did everything catching. We did individuals daily, so I was running those, and then I was also our first base coach, so kind of handling. Then also working with hitters a little bit, but our head coach down there, Randy Stiegel, he played the Reds organization, so he handled our hitters and infielders. And so I got to learn from him, not only hitting, but also infielding. And then I also did a little bit of recruiting, not a whole lot, but I was able to kind of first taste of the recruiting kind of circuit and try and figure out. I think nobody really has it mastered, but being able to get into it early. And then also I was the grounds crew.
Now,
mowing, taking care of the field, whatever needed to be done. That was up to me.
Now, what's your role now? You're at Carson Newman.
Yep. So at Carson Newman, and I kind of work with infielders and hitters. Coach Griffin here, he's a huge catching guy, so I get to learn more from him for catching things. And then I also work with hitters a little bit, and then I've been doing more recruiting, whether that be on the phone with junior college coaches or high school coaches, and now having these connections all over. I mean, I'm from Montana. I've been down in Florida, been in Michigan. I coached for a summer in California. So some of those have helped me when it came to recruiting. So I've definitely been more involved in recruiting. We have a turf infield here, so I don't have as much grounds to do daily. But I'm still kind of grounds and us assistants. We kind of, like Coach knows, we kind of all come together and do those type of things.
One other thing. What did you get your master's in at Embry-Riddle?
Yeah, so I got my Master's of Business Administration in Aviation.
Ah, very interesting. And is your goal to become a head coach someday?
Yep, that's my goal. I kind of realized it when I was graduating college. I was like, I want to be a head coach somewhere someday. I mean, obviously, I mean, kind of the, not fever dream, but if I can get into pro ball, that would be awesome. I want to experience that. I want to experience Division I baseball because, I mean, I've never been around it, so who knows? I may like it, may not, especially with all the NIL and the rosters and all that stuff going on in the current landscape of college baseball. But I do want to be a head coach someday.
What, in your experience at Siena, what are your – you talked about some of your memories, but – what are some of your best baseball memories?
So baseball memories, I mean, my freshman year, we had a pretty good season. I mean, it was just a couple bounces away from going back to the conference tournament, and those were mine. I mean, just traveling down as a freshman, I mean, I was pretty green to everything. I went down there, I was a young kid, undersized, and just getting, I remember my first hit, and I mean, those are the great memories. And then how much the guys celebrate, like, just each other. Like, it's a brotherhood, and I mean, everybody will probably say that, but that's one of the fond ones. And then I think I had a game-winning hit one, I want to say my senior year. We were down in Florida for a tournament, and just kind of those. I mean, it's the baseball brought us together, a bunch of just my great friends, and then with coach, and just brought us together and being around the guys. And then not only, I mean, we beat some really good teams. Like my freshman year, we beat 3 ranked teams in our first 5 games. Those are the memories that kind of stick with you on the baseball side. But then also just not on the baseball side, just being around campus, I had never been to a big time football game. I went to the Big House for when they beat Notre Dame a few years ago. So that's a big experience for me that if I'd never come there, I'd probably never get that experience. So like just things of that nature, and then baseball specific, it's just the times being around, putting in the work with guys. I mean, even the cold weather. Yeah, that sucked, but I remember a turkey trot, me and my best friend Zach Bloom, we won our turkey trot my junior year or sophomore year, whatever it was. And then I remember just going through maybe the kind of things that weren't as fun, just going through that with the guys. I mean, that's, I think Christian could probably attest to it as well. Like, those are the things you're going to remember. It may not be all the outs, all the wins, all the losses, anything like that. But, yeah.
Well, Cody, we got to run. We appreciate your time here with us tonight, kind of filling in where you're at and some good memories of Coach K and your time here at Siena Heights. So good luck in your future. Congratulations on where you're at so far, and good luck with the rest of your baseball.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate it, guys. Have a great night.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on Carson Newman.
Take care, Cody.
I appreciate it. Good luck, guys. Thank you.
That's right. Once again, Cody Anderson, former player for Coach K. Coach, we just got about a minute left. So, again, I know we're going to have you in before you leave. But, again, we appreciate your time here. And, Christian, good luck with everything you're doing. Good luck on the season, and good luck moving forward. You know, I think you're going to do great things. We probably all agree on that.
Yeah, enjoy your last year.
I'm trying to. Thank you.
He will.
Go get him, Coach.
Another day, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Tomorrow 6 morning, o'clock right, tomorrow baby? Morning. Here
Marv
you go.
Marv goes off at 4:15. It has for I can't tell you how many years.
Well, you know, one thing, tomorrow morning, you're probably not going to have to clean up the same things you cleaned up this morning.
Everything will be very organized. Exactly right.
Oh, man. Again, Coach, so we got, what, February 15th, I think it was? That we're
down at Campbellsville, February 15th, so we're 5 weeks away from opening up,
All right.
So time flies. We'll see.
Yes, it does. Yeah. All right, Coach, once again, thank you for coming in, and good luck this final year.
Thank you guys for having us, Tom.
All right, one more time. Saint Sports Weekly. We're going to be back. Josh is coming in and get this next show on the road right after this. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.